88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
We will get to Bill's Grills in a second. Before that, a quick plug for our friends at Trainos. GoTrainos.com. GOTREDAS.com. The experts in grain marketing with your friend Adam Ickes and company, Bill.
It's Soybean Thursday. Today is heavy focus on soybeans. Everything is soybeans focused today across the board, across all of Adam's offices. I'm going to see Adam in person tomorrow night. He'll be at the cancer fundraiser. Yes, the No Shave.
If Jake doesn't show up, maybe he could help you.
So Adam will be there for that. So I'm going to get a chance to have a sit down. Think about that: a sit down with Adam Ickes. Mm. And tomorrow we're going to talk, and he's also going to fill me in on Milo. Bit more on Milo, yes, because that is where I feel, as we're an ag station, and we've talked Milo a lot, Adam is going to kind of fill me on that a little bit right now. But right now, I mean, product's moving. Product is moving. Now is when you're selling.
Money's flowing.
Now you want to hang on to your grain. You want to sell. Everything comes down to right now. You did an incredible job. You had a great growing season. You got the crops out. Everything's ready to go. But if you don't sell them at the right time, it's kind of like, hey, I got this great house. When'd you sell it? Yeah, didn't make much money. Didn't go so well. Mm-hmm. It all comes down to one thing.
What?
Comes down to Adam Ickes and his team
making moves.
And I've hit on almost every team member all around there. They're in every part of this state. They're in all the surrounding states. They're killing it.
Making moves. Milo, I believe Milo is something you would feed to cows mainly.
I think there'd be a cow-based system.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that would be it.
I think you're right.
You don't see Milo as much as more as you used to. You still see a lot
probably
of
Milo. Probably saw it in northeast Nebraska up there where you were growing up.
I grew up with Milo. Yep. I did. But anyway, Soybean Thursday with Adam.
Adam and his crew.
His team.
The website is, again, gotredas.com. GOTREDAS.com. It is time for a Thursday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It is a cool parenting tips Thursday, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Things to teach your kids. Things to teach your kids that I think is super important. This came from the garage last night, Steve.
You're sitting in your garage.
Was it 90 degrees?
No, it wasn't as warm last night. I didn't like that. To accelerate the desire to appreciate the attire of adult fitness. To accelerate the desire to appreciate the attire of adult fitness.
Okay.
The faster you embrace those who work out in jeans, the faster life will make sense. The faster you get to that point in your life, when you see someone working out in jeans, because at first it was like, what's going on? old man. Brooks about that. What are you doing that? That way, you guys working out in sweaters and jeans and stuff. Now I see him. I love him. I see him.
Why is that?
Oh, because like they're in there getting it done. Also, they're efficient. They go right from their workout and their days, or they go right to keep going on. What they're not going. There's no. Well, I gotta go home and change. Nope.
Got a shower.
No. They worked out in their clothes for the day.
I know.
And when you see him, at first it was like you'd chuckle. You laugh. Now it's like I see him. I go, God love you. I appreciate him. I love him. And when you get to that point in your life faster, when you see someone working out on elliptical and jeans.
I want to get to that point.
When you see him and you start to appreciate him.
Why do you want to get to that point?
Oh, yeah. Appreciate what he's saying.
God,
what he's saying.
God, it just makes sense. Your life will add up. When street clothes are what you go to for the gym, where you wear it every day, everything makes sense so much faster.
It sort of means you don't give a damn anymore.
It just makes me happy.
There's a freedom to it,
Mike. It's a freedom.
It's a freeing thing.
Yeah. Shafe, when you get to that point in your life, when you have appreciation for those in jeans that are on the elliptical, your life will get better. Everything makes more sense to you.
I saw a man at Planet Fitness one Saturday in his work clothes. And I'm not going to say the fast food place, but he had his fast food stuff on. And he just was working out. And I thought the same thing. Like, that's efficient.
Yeah.
And you're doing it.
And I like it. He's here. And he's getting it done. I would never frown on anybody. No,
he had it in his mind. I got to work today. I'm still working out.
Yeah, I'm still getting it done.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put on. I've got to be at Five Guys, but I'm gonna get in. I'm gonna get three sets of squats in. Right. I'm gonna do some triceps.
Right.
Then I'm gonna head over to Five Guys.
Like that.
That exactly. Better people.
Yeah.
Better people.
Are we concerned about the hygiene of working out and then going and
not at all
being around food prep?
I think they'll probably have deodorant on at some point to apply.
I would think to change outfits. Might be
a little,
maybe,
but
maybe, and also lot. Maybe he was getting done. Maybe he just finished.
Could have finished.
Yeah,
work.
Been, that just, was true. I, like of the two most scenarios, likely, that'd be my
most
preference.
Likely. That's what happened.
The post work workout,
and which makes a lot of sense.
I just like the fact that someone's just sitting there in the morning going, you know what? I'm not going to put on workout clothes. I'm going to put on my jeans, and I'm still going to get my gym. My day.
Would
I love
you
that.
Sanction it, okay? And we can do this.
Yeah.
Would you sanction it if I just said right now I'm going from here to Planet Fitness in these clothes?
I was going to say, you could do this. You're like, oh, I want to get to that. You could do it right
now.
Can I
do it?
Yeah. You choose not.
You would not, you would be okay if I was part of the three-legged stool?
I would cheer.
Okay.
When I see it now, I get excited.
I'm like, okay? Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely. Now, hold on,
but
Jake.
The youth would chuckle at you, Jake. The youth would look at somebody.
I'm with the youth on this one.
People look going, clown, working out in jeans. And I'm going like, hell no, man. Embrace the guy in jeans.
Okay.
Embrace him.
You'd be okay with it?
That'd be an incredible workout. You're ready to go.
I'm fine with it. It shows dedication.
Yeah.
You don't care.
Okay.
I'm here to work out. I don't care.
Generally,
what
too, when you've made the decision that you're working out in jeans,
crap,
you're not running like 4 miles on the treadmill. You're doing. You're not.
What if you were though?
I mean, if I saw that, if I saw someone just drenched in sweat and jeans, that would be. That
might
be.
What if it's a full Canadian tuxedo?
Yeah, exactly.
The jean jacket on.
There's
jacket
a range on, here,
and they're just running.
Yeah. I just love seeing.
There's a range.
There's a range. Yeah. Like, you kind of know when the guy's working out.
So
in jeans.
So powerlifting in jeans, fine.
Absolutely. Elliptical, fine. But if all this
row machine,
rowing machine, I'm going to allow it.
Can you imagine how uncomfortable that would be?
Just denim, right?
Oh, the chances of you're looking at some chafing. You're looking chafing.
You're just straight leg Levi's on the rowing machine. You know how uncomfortable that would be.
I'm going to tell you this: if I saw someone doing it, I would appreciate that.
I would too.
If I saw someone straight leg. And all of a sudden, skinny jeans.
Oh, my gosh.
I would say it never bothers me when I see it.
No, I appreciate it. When you get to that, teach your kids to appreciate the person in jeans when you see him at the gym. You're in your Lululemon stuff, and the guy walks by in some Wranglers. Just embrace him.
Yep.
Yeah, love him.
We have some responses, you might assume, on the text line. Yes. Someone says, I saw a guy at Planet Fitness in his construction clothes with the shirt, muddy boots, and dirty jeans recently.
Interesting.
Nice. Love him.
Interesting.
Yeah, getting a workout in, trying to be fit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool hand. Luke says, you're describing every Planet Fitness in Alberta, Canada at this point.
Everyone's in jeans.
Are we in Alberta? Do we hit Alberta?
Early apparently break? So, yeah.
How about that? Anchorage, Alberta, and where else today? Anchorage,
Delaware.
Yes. Today, yep.
God, I love that.
We had our people in Panama, also the country of Panama, not the city, village of Panama. Someone says, much rather you work out in jeans and pajama pants like the kids do these days.
Ooh. Yeah, there is some pajama pants, and I don't like them.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I'm not supporting
that.
Why? Why?
A pair of dungarees is way better than pajamas. Yeah.
Agreed. You definitely see pajamas.
In general, I'm unsupportive of pajama pants.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
I don't wear pajama pants. But also,
you
see pajamas.
You want to wear it in your bedroom, fine.
That's fine.
Your house, fine.
There's never a time I look at
society, no.
I don't look at anybody and go, those are cool. No. Nope, never.
Always surprised by it when I see them out in public.
Yeah. And they stand out.
Pajamas.
They stand out.
Yeah. I'm going to blame the schools where they have their spirit week and it's like wear your pajamas to school. That's what has made this more acceptable.
I think you're right.
I wonder if
Schaefer's so smart.
He is.
I don't know. That's why he's here.
I got two things. I got two things. Quiet.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
What?
That's about what it'd be like.
It'd be awesome.
Like to hear Sipple yell.
We're not going to get pushed around. No, everybody hear me?
I'd say it in a lower voice for effect. We're not getting pushed around.
We are going to finish the job.
Yeah.
And they carry you off. And they carry you off.
After the game.
Yeah, after the game.
It'd be really embarrassing.
That'd be incredible. All of a sudden, Nebraska's in hand. They're finishing him off. They're grinding it out.
We're Sipple.
And all of a sudden, Keith Mann goes, Sip.
Yeah, Sip, you got to go down.
You got to go down.
Rule
wants you on the field. And we head down. Like you whisk down the elevator, and they take you onto the field. Yep. And all of a sudden, there's a Gatorade.
Sipple. They're cheering your name.
There's a Gatorade bath that you get. You get a Gatorade bath.
And it'd be all over Sports Center.
It would be.
It'd be incredibly embarrassing.
Local sports writer.
It'd be incredible.
Local sports writer.
Six games.
To win the sixth.
He is the reason why.
On three.
I go on with Van Pelt.
Van Pelt. Klatt. Yeah. You'd have all of them. All of a sudden, Prime's giving you a shout out.
I'm taking it way too seriously. I just hope they have me next
week. You have your own show. We don't even do the show anymore. You have your own show.
Better times.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568. Five, your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record is 2-1 on the week.
Okay.
Overall, it is 43-35, eight games above 500.
Yes.
They are. And today, of course, is a Thursday night football theme. Browns and Steelers, all-time leaders.
Good. These are not expansion franchises.
Do you want Shape or do you want Bill today for this?
You can go, Bill. No.
Okay, you've put me in a very awkward position.
It's up to you.
No, it's always Schaefer.
Okay.
It's always...
Well, I just thought,
who are we? Well, what's happened?
Bill,
talking to the team.
I've been replaced.
Yeah.
No, okay, we're talking Schaefer.
About all-time leaders. Bill's been around.
We lost the game a few weeks ago, and now I'm being replaced.
Yeah, that's...
Bill's here for commentary.
I was just making sure.
I'm here for commentary.
He's here for commentary.
All right. If you think you know your Browns and Steelers all-time leaders, please call us right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dig down Sip and Schaefer today in trivia. Again, Browns and Steelers all-time leaders. Schaefer, do you feel okay about this topic today? You feel all right about this?
Yeah, I feel reasonably confident. Sip?
I do.
Sip, you feel good?
Pretty good, yeah.
Right? Anthony, how do you feel about Browns and Steelers all-time leaders today?
Not too bad, okay.
All right. Well, Schaefer's going to help out Sip for one question, as always. Anthony, first question goes to you. What player leads the Browns in all-time receiving yards with 7,980 yards with the franchise?
Oh, man, is he an old school or...
That would be giving you a hint. That'd be cheating.
Kellen Winslow?
Kellen Winslow is the guess.
Not a bad guess. I don't know this, Mike.
I don't have a guess. I don't. This is a very...
Bill? Just for the fun of it?
No.
Pass.
That would be Ozzie Newsome.
Oh, that shouldn't have been that hard. Shouldn't have been
played
that
there from
hard.
1978 to 90.
Yeah, I only know him as the architect of the Ravens. I don't think of him as a football player, too. Yeah.
That's why I said
from
player.
Alabama.
I was thinking wideout.
That's why I said player, though. I said what player?
Yeah. Didn't say receiver. Well, Jay kind of came at you there. I said player.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
That was aggressive.
All right. How about the eye inflection he gave you?
0-0 tie. First question.
That was uncomfortable.
Who leads the Steelers in all-time rushing yards with 11,950 yards?
I mean, it's got to be Franco Harris.
Brilliant.
That is correct. Yes. Franco Harris.
How close is Jerome Bettis? Because that would be my concern.
Good point.
You made it, and it worked. I would have just been like, "Oh, what?"
I thought it wasn't right because it was such a layup type of thing. Like, okay, it's Franco.
And I don't think he's that far behind.
I don't think he's that far behind.
Rocky Blyer.
Back to you, Anthony, for the tie down 1-0. Who leads the Steelers in all-time receiving yards with 12,083 yards with the franchise?
What's one of two?
Yeah, I got a couple.
It's going to be Hines Ward.
Yep. Brilliant!
Stallworth was third, and I think Swan was second.
I thought Stallworth had more than Swan.
Wait a second. Hines Ward.
Yes. Correct. Hines Ward.
Played there
correct.
For such a long time with Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Yes, he did. This is for the win, and Schaefer is in play here.
Oh, yeah, we're Sip, golden.
1-1 tie. Who leads the Browns in all-time sacks with 95?
Well, I thought we were golden. Who leads the Browns in all-time sacks? So it's not maybe the current guy, maybe?
No, because Myles Garrett hasn't been there long enough to get to 95.
Yeah, okay.
There's not been a lot of good Browns.
There's not any names that are coming to my head, even.
You better say one that you know for sure.
No.
I don't even have a guess.
This is wonderful. We don't even have a guess.
Well.
Is it somebody people would know?
I don't know.
That's a good response.
Say, if you have any name.
That makes me feel like it's a deep
cut. If you have a name, I would say it.
I don't even have a name.
Just say Myles Garrett, I guess.
Yeah, go Myles
Garrett. Myles Garrett.
Brilliant. You guys,
he's got the most sacks.
Yes.
He has 95
he's
sacks.
He's got 95 sacks.
How long has Myles Garrett been in the league?
He leads by 20 in that franchise's history. 75 a second. Miles
That's
Garrett
why we don't
first
know.
Was 95.
That explains why we didn't know. It wasn't anybody but Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett has 95 sacks.
Yeah, confirmed that. I checked it out. He's got 95 sacks.
That's, we're nine games over. That's all I know.
Anthony, we'll get you a bagel and a coffee. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
It's incredible. Nice win. Right,
we're nine games over.
All right, this will go to to Bill. Excuse
yeah,
me.
Go to Bill.
Bill, tiebreaker. How many? You're going to hate this question. I can't wait. Terrible. I can't wait to see where you go with this.
Okay.
How many players have thrown at least one pass for the Browns franchise dating back to 1946?
I don't know. So how many years?
You're not supposed to get these right ever on the dot. That's why it's just a random number. How many players have thrown at least one
years.
Pass for the Browns franchise dating back to 1946?
222.
Okay.
222 seems like a good number.
Over under 222.
Wait a second. So
I would go under that.
I'll go slightly over.
What would you guess for a number, Shafe?
135.
136 players have thrown a pass for the Browns since 1946.
Shafe almost gets it on the nose on an impossible number. You couldn't even have any idea.
You're not supposed to get it right. That's the point of the over-under.
I just kind of figured there was probably like 75 halfback passes in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Right.
That's
the halfback
pass. Yeah. Okay. Receivers. Punt. Right.
Yeah. Oh, so man. I wasn't even thinking about that. That's why my number went to the twos.
Yeah. I was doing some deep research on this. There's one player that's ever had just total of negative yards passing. That is Luke Rosa. Had negative 7 yards passing for the Browns. 1 for 1 for negative 7 yards.
Where are you doing this research?
Yeah,
that's what I do. I researched this for the topics, you know?
Good job, Jake.
So Browns and Steelers tonight. But Browns 2-8, Steelers 8-2, only 3.5-point favorites are the Steelers tonight on Thursday night.
Ball game. Where's the game at?
I believe it's in Cleveland, so that's probably
the dog
at the dog pound.
Holy cow, Miles Garrett.
95 sacks. Confirmed?
It's confirmed. I can't believe that. He's only had one year in his career where he played 17 games. And he still has 95 sacks. He has one season where he only had 7 sacks. He has 7 sacks right now.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was good.
So he's going to be in the Ring of Fame.
Oh, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
There's no question.
So,
dude,
right, when we come back,
he's only 28.
He's got years to go. The spillover is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
88% of the work week is spent communicating. Typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.